This summer, WUNC is meeting North Carolinians calling for change in the wake of recent high-profile deaths of Black Americans. Reverend Greg Drumright is a social justice organizer and rising public theologian based in Greensboro. He sat down with producer Mitch Northam for this installment.
When I was introduced to my peers as the little Black boy, I knew then that there was something different about me that I couldn't yet explain, but it wasn't working to my advantage. It was something about where I was situated in school and my babysitter caretaker at that time that made me walk home and say, "Lord, make me white." And I have this very, very, very vivid memory of saying that over and over and over and over until I got to my front door. I prayed that prayer. In hindsight, what was my society teaching me about America? I could obviously discern that there was some form of ease of life that went along with it. These young people that I have been in the street with, I consider them prophets, not protesters. What's happening in Graham is unique because a part of the history that erected that Confederate monument is Wyatt Outlaw. Wyatt Outlaw was Alamance County's first known Black elected official. And Wyatt Outlaw was hung where that Confederate monument was erected, right there in the center of the court square in Graham, North Carolina in 1870. The politics around that monument is deep. My hope is that those words, "the land of the free," that we would truly feel like we are living in a liberated America. Because right now, even in this post-slavery era, we're still in shackles. We're still in chains. Our bodies are still viewed as unequal.